Shabbat Shalom, everyone. This week is a double parasha. It's Parashiot Matot Mas'ei. And it's actually the longest possible double parasha that our Torah can yet to have. And there's a lot of details and a lot of beautiful ideas we can talk about. But there's one specific idea that I want to talk about. And that is the Arei Miklat, the cities of refuge. In this week's parasha, Hashem commands Moshe to set out there to be six cities, at first six cities that belong to the Levi'im, the cities of the Levi'im, where these cities will be considered refuge cities. Now, what is the purpose of this city? So the Torah teaches us that if, let's say, for example, someone were to kill someone else by accident, now this person who murdered is allowed to go to this refuge city, which would be a protection from the relatives of the murdered one, right? You would think that someone whose relative got murdered, lo aleinu, shelo neda, we should never hear of this, and it should only be a theoretical idea. But we would think that someone whose relative was murdered, the relative would get upset, and they would want to go and take revenge, chas v'shalom, because they want to take revenge. So therefore, the Torah prescribes for these refuge cities to place protection over the one who killed by accident. And therefore, the relative of the one who was murdered would not be able to come and kill the murderer. Now the question is, what can we learn from the story of the murderer, the refuge cities, the Goel Hadam, the person who, who is the relative of the one who was murdered, who would want to possibly come and kill the one who murdered his relative? What can we learn from all of this? And I think the lesson is something, there's many different lessons we can learn, but there's one lesson that I learned that I think is something very beautiful and we can all take. The Pirkei Avot actually teaches us in the fourth chapter, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Al teratze et chavercha bishat ka'aso. You should not appease your friend at a time of his anger. What does that mean? That means that imagine someone is very upset, someone is very angry, something happened to them. And you can go over to tell them, hey, you know, you have to trust in Hashem, He knows what's best for you. Or chas v'shalom, we should never know if someone loses a loved one. And they're upset and it's a very difficult time for them. And what does the person go and do? He goes and tells them, don't you know it's all from Hashem though? Why would you worry? Why are you upset? Why are you even crying? It's from Hashem. Comes the Pirkei Avot and teaches us, you're not allowed to do that. You cannot appease your friend at a time of his anger. Now you want to go to him later on in his life and try to teach him a lesson when he's calm, when nothing's wrong? No problem. But at a time where he's angry, at a time where he's, you know, emotional and there's things going on, you're not allowed to do that. And I think our Torah is actually reiterating this beautiful message. This message is that a person, even by accident, he goes and kills someone. By accident. And the relative of that person may want to come and kill you. May want to come and kill the person who murdered. Now what would the person who murdered think? Let me try to go and appease him. Let me go and apologize. Say, I'm sorry. It's never going to happen again. So on and so forth. That doesn't fly. You murdered someone, right? So the Torah tells us, don't even try that. Run to the refuge city. You have to stay there for as long as it takes until the Kohen Gadol dies. Why? So it gives time for the relative of the murdered one to be appeased on his own, to let him calm down on his own. And this is a beautiful lesson for all of us, that many times a person who's angry, emotional, upset, they need just some space to calm down on their own, and only there afterwards can they have someone come and speak to them. Shabbat Shalom Mevorach.